the languages, as the spirit gave them ability. That was 2,000 years ago. We just built a machine that can speak every language too. So we have to ask, what is the difference? Welcome to CrossEye Hub. We make things slowly anchored on scripture. We don't sell you faith. We don't sell you AI. We show you how the word and the code can serve the same master. We're glad you're here. Acts chapter 2. The disciples are gathered in one room in Jerusalem on the morning of Pentecost outside. The streets are full of pilgrims. Luke names 16 regions: Parthia, Media, Elam, Mesopotamia, Egypt, Libya, Crete, Arabia, and on. He wants us to feel how many languages are in the street. Then a sound like wind tongues, like fire on each disciple. They walk out, and every person in that crowd hears them in their own native tongue. Not one universal language, not Greek, the trade language of the empire, not Hebrew, the language of the temple. Each person in their own dialect. This is the first miracle of the church, the very first sign the Spirit chose to show was translation.
Why? Genesis chapter 11 gives us the answer in reverse. A city, a tower, one language, one ambition to reach heaven on human terms. God comes down and confuses their speech. The place is called Babel, which means confusion. Pentecost is the inverse. The crowd is scattered already, gathered from many nations. The Spirit does not give the disciples one new tongue. He gives every listener their own. The reversal is not unity through one language. The reversal is communion through every language. Now turn the lens for 70 years. Computer scientists have been trying to imitate that pattern. The first attempts, in the 1950s, were rule-based linguists wrote out the grammar of each language by hand. These systems were brittle. A famous early test ran, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak," through Russian translation, and back to English. And the machine produced, "The vodka is good, but the meat is rotten." Rules alone could not carry meaning. In the 1990s, statistical machine translation arrived. Engineers fed the machine millions of human-translated sentence pairs. The United Nations Corpus, European Parliament debates, and let it learn which English phrases tended to map to which French phrases. This was the engine behind early Google Translate. Better than rules, still produced word salad on anything literary. In 2014, neural machine translation arrived. Engineers wired sequences of words through an encoder that read the source sentence and a decoder that wrote the target sentence. In 2017, a paper from Google researchers called "Attention Is All You Need" introduced the transformer. It is the architecture under every modern language model today. John opens his gospel with 18 words in Greek. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Greek word John used was logos. Logos was not a fresh coinage by the time John wrote. The term had been alive in Greek thought for 600 years. Heraclitus, in the 6th century before Christ. used it to mean the rational principle that ordered the cosmos. The Stoics took it further. For them, Logos was the divine reason permeating all things.
John took the word and did something none of the Greeks had done. He said Logos was a person. The Logos was with God. The Logos was God. And then he wrote the line that broke Greek philosophy. The Logos became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The order behind the universe has a name and a face we cannot draw. He has a mother. He has scars. Hold that, and turn to what is happening inside a machine when you ask it a question. The machine does not see your sentence the way you see it. It sees tokens, fragments of words. The English sentence, "The spirit speaks every language," might become 8 tokens. The Arabic translation, 9. The Greek, 15, because Greek is more inflected. Each token is converted into a vector, a list of thousands of numbers, often 10 to 20,000 in frontier models. Words with similar meaning in any language end up near each other in this numerical space. The Arabic salam, the Hebrew shalom, and the English peace sit close together. Not because anyone told the machine they share a meaning, but because in millions of training documents, those words appeared in similar contexts. Then comes attention. The transformer reads the entire sentence at once and asks, for each token, which other tokens matter most? The word he might pay attention to a name 3 sentences earlier. The word Logos in John chapter 1 might pay attention to in the beginning, to Genesis chapter 1, to the entire opening of scripture, if the model has been trained on it. This is not understanding. It is statistical proximity. The model is not aware of John, or Heraclitus, or Pentecost. But its training data contained billions of sentences in which these words appear together. And the model has learned that certain words travel as a family. A frontier model, with roughly 1 trillion parameters, has, in effect, memorized a map of how humanity has used words across hundreds of languages. That map is what lets it translate a Coptic prayer into Tagalog and have the result be roughly correct. Pause this for a moment. If you can think of one language you have not heard the gospel preached, in the Coptic of the early Egyptian church, Aramaic, the language Christ spoke, a dialect from your own grandfather's village, hold the name of that language in your mind. We will come back to it before we close. Three things you should know if you are going to use these tools well. The first is hallucination. A language model predicts the next token based on what is statistically likely. When the model does not have reliable information, it does not stop. It generates what sounds right. That is why an AI may quote a Bible verse that does not exist, or attribute a saying to a church father who never said it. The fix is verification. Never let a model be your only source for scripture or doctrine. Read the verse in your Bible. Check the citation in a trusted edition. The second is alignment. This is a term of art in the field. It refers to how a language model has been trained after its initial pre-training to respond in ways its makers consider helpful and safe. Alignment is done through human feedback. Thousands of people rate the model's outputs and steer it toward responses the company finds acceptable. A model's alignment is not scripture. A model's politeness is not truth. The third is what is already happening. Wycliffe Bible translators in the alliance called Every Tribe, Every Nation have been using AI to accelerate first draft translations of scripture into languages that have never had a Bible. There are still more than 3,000 languages in the world without a complete Bible. A first draft that used to take a generation can now take a few years. The drafts still need human translators, native speakers. Theological Review AI does not replace the translator. It hands the translator a working starting point. A practical word. Use a language model the way you would use a concordance. Ask it for word origins, for parallel passages, for the historical context of a chapter you are reading. Do not ask it to write your prayer. Do not ask it to tell you what God wants. A concordance is a tool. So is a model. The word is not a tool. A small family that meets twice a day. A hymn at 5 each morning, Phoenix time. A teaching at 7 each evening. We hide our faces from Matthew chapter 6, not for vanity. The newsletter arrives on Fridays. The home of all of this is www.crossaihub.com. That is where the hymn library lives, where the teaching archive grows, and where everything points back to.
We end where we began. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Pentecost did not invent the Word. It revealed Him to the nations. Pentecost was the beginning of the spread of the church. Today, by God's will, this small family begins its own small spread. We work with honesty about what AI can do and what it cannot, with truth anchored on scripture, with transparency. Our faces are hidden from Matthew 6, not for vanity, with neutrality, because the church is older than any nation, and as one family across every border on the map. The word came first. Code is downstream. A word before we close, to every brother and sister listening tonight, we thank you. Without you, this small work has no home. Paul wrote one of the briefest and most beautiful requests in his letters. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 25. We ask the same of you. Pray for this family, that the work stays faithful, that our hands stay open. And if you know someone searching for the word in this new room of artificial intelligence, share what you have found here. Not for our numbers, for their souls. The Spirit speaks every language yours too. The one you pray, the one your mother taught you, the one you have not yet learned, He speaks them all. Lord, you who gave words at Pentecost, give us also wisdom in the words we type. Make the tools of our hands serve the word of your mouth. Bless every brother and sister listening tonight, in whatever language they pray. We ask
ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Logos, amen. Tomorrow on Foundations, what does it mean to call a machine intelligent? Proverbs chapter 1, and the year a German printer changed how the church read. Peace of Christ.